Today's daf is Soita Daf Hey. We are 20 lines from the top of Daf Dalid Amid Beis, Umay Ve'eshes Ish, Nefesh Yikara Tatsu. Today's daf is being learned, Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chanan Yosef, Ben Shmuel. So, Soita Daf Hey, and it really begins on Daf Dalid Amid Beis, is a daf that is synonymous with the Sugya of Gaiva. So, the sugya of Gaiva really requires no introduction. It's a concept and a midah that Leida we're all very, very familiar with. And many, many of the Divrei Agada associated with the concept of Gaiva, and of course, the flip side of that, which is Anava, is tucked away in one of the digressions of Masach Soita. It is going to be the topic of almost the entire daf. Now, the Gemara is going to begin darshaning a pasuk, which is going to get us into the sugya of Gaiva. The pasuk is a pasuk that states, "Ki ba'ad isha zayna ad kikar lachem ve'eshes ish nefesh yikara tatz." Now, why would we be dashing this pasuk? So to follow the paper trail, because the Gemara in yesterday's daf discussed something that was very pertinent to the laws of Saita, and that is the shear of stira. Kinoi stira, the kamashir stira, said the Gemara, kidei toma, kidei bia, kidei hara, and then in the first price, 9 shitas, tanoim, as to what exactly the shear of hara is. The last shita mentioned was the shear of plimoi, who said that it is kidei she toishit yada l'sal lito kikar, and afa pishein rai l'dover, zeich l'dover, as the pasuk says, ki ba'ad isha zoyna ad kikar lochem. The end of that pasuk says, "Ve'eshes ish nefesh yikara tatz." So we mentioned the reish of the pasuk, b'negei the halach of stira. The Gemara had some divrei agada at the end of yesterday's daf regarding the reish of that pasuk as well. The seifa of the pasuk, "Ve'eshes ish nefesh yikara tatz," is going to be gedarshin right now in the context of gaiva, and it is going to take us into this digression, the sugya of gaiva. Zok the Gemara, "May ve'eshes ish nefesh yikara tatz." What does that mean? Any person that has gaiva, lebesoif nichshol ve'eshes ish, it could take a person to the point where at the very end he's going to be nichshol in eshes ish. Where do you see that? Shenema, because the pasuk says the eshes ish nefesh yikara tatzud. A nefesh yikara, meaning a nefesh gevaya, a bal gaiva, the eshes ish tatzud. This person's going to be nichshal in eshes ish. Amar Rava, so Rava asked the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan's drasha. He said, "Hi nefesh yikara, nefesh gevaya mi bayale." If what the pasuk meant when it said nefesh yikara was a bal gaiva, so why did it say nefesh yikara? Now I hear yikara, gevaya, may inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan, but wouldn't it have made more sense for the pasuk to have said nefesh gevaya va'oid? And besides, Rava said, "I have another problem. He tatsud mi bayale," meaning it sounds like from the pasuk that the eshes ish is going to chap the nefesh yikara. The way Rabbi Yochanan is dashing the pasuk, it's the nefesh yikara that's going after the eshes ish. This person's a bal gaiva. He becomes so crazy that ultimately he's going to be nichshol in eshes ish. So Rava said in pshat tova of the drush, shtikal an oxymoron, I have 2 ha'aris on this drash. Elam Rava. So Rava said, if you want to darshan this pasuk, I would darshan as follows. Kalabal eshes ish. If someone is born in eshes ish, afilu lama teira. Even if this person is a ben teira, dechsivba, with regards to what it says, yikara hi mipninim, which we know is referring to teira, mikoyin gadol shenichnas lefnai velefnim. Someone that learns teira is more yakar than pninim, more yakar than koyin gadol that was nichnas lefnai velefnim. But if someone is nichshol in eshes ish, even if he learns Torah, he titzudenu l'dinu shal gehenim. The eshes ish is going to capture him in the sense, in oilam habo, like we saw in yesterday's daf, lishka if ima, liyos ima, that he's going to end up going l'dinu shal gehenim. So just because this person learns Torah, it's not a shmira against any oinish that a person's going to get for being nichshol in eshes ish, and that's what the pasuk means. The eshes ish, someone that's nichshol in eshes ish, nefesh yikara, even a nefesh yikara, even someone that learns Torah, which is yikara hi mipninim, tatsu, the eshes ish is going to chap this person, bedinu shal gehenim. So we mentioned gaiva, here's the digression. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Meshum Rav Any person that has gaiva, it's as if he was over the avodah zarah. The pasuk says, that's regarding gaiva. And it says regarding avodah zarah. So you find the word toyeva in the context of gaiva. You find the word toyeva in the context of avodah zarah. Thus, the drasha that any person that has gasas aruach, it's keilu over the avodah zarah. Rabbi Yochanan didayam. So this Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rashbi. Rabbi Yochanan himself said keilu kafa beik. Someone that has gaiva, it's as if he's a kofer be'ikrish. And remember, the pasuk says, "V'rav v'ram levavecha v'shachachta es Hashem elokecha." So if a person's going to be v'ram levavecha, he's going to have gaiva. What's it going to lead to? V'shachachta es Hashem elokecha. Thus, if a person has gaiva, it's already ki'ilu kofa be'ikr. Rab Chama, Rab Chanina, Amar ki'ilu ba'al kol arayis. Someone that has gaiva, it's as if he was born all the arayis. K'siv hocha, it says regarding gaiva, toyev as Hashem kol gvalev, v'k'siv hosem, and it says regarding gilui arayis, ki es kol ha-toyevois ho'el v'goymer. Again, you find toyev in the context of gaiva, you find toyev in the context of arayis. Thus, if someone is a toyev as Hashem kol gvalev, it's as if he was ba'al kol arayis. Ula Amar, Ula says, ki'ilu bon obama. So this is Nedarim vibes, that someone that it's a bal gaiva, it's as if he built a bama. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Chidlu lochem in a adam, asher neshama ba'apoy, ki bamen nechshavu." Now, this person that's asher neshama ba'apoy is referring to a bal gaiva. Says Rashi, why? Quote: "Shemachzik atzmei kebal nefesh." This is a person that's neshama ba'apoy, a halzich for a bal nefesh. Someone like that is, says the pasuk, "Bamen nechshav." I'll tikri bamen el bama. So, if someone is a bal gaiva, it's as if he built a bama. My yad liyad loyinaka. So we mentioned the pasuk that says toyev as Hashem kol gvalev. The end of that pasuk says yad liyad loyinaka. What does that mean? Amar Rav. So Rav said, and Rashi changes the girsa in the Gemara. If you look in the Agoyis Abach, the Bach quotes Rashi's girsa. Kol sheyesh by gasas aruach. Any person that has gaiva, afilo hiknol hakadosh baruch hu. Shemayim v'aretz k'Avram Avinu. Even if he gives praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Avram Avinu did. Avram Avinu said regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Eibishto is koinei shemayim v'aretz. So even if this person would do what Avram Avinu did, still he's going to be punished. What is yad liyad lo yinoka have to do with Avram Avinu? The Chziv Bey, because it says regarding Avram Avinu, harimoisi yodi al Hashem keil el yoin, koinei shamayim v'aretz. Even though lo yinoka midina shal gehenim. So again, it says yad liyad lo yinoka. Yad liyad means, if someone acts like Avram Avinu, who was makne HaKadosh Baruch Hu al shamayim v'aretz, lo yinoka midina shal gehenim. And again, where do you see yad liyad in reference to Avram Avinu? Because Avram Avinu said, harimoisi yodi El Hashem, Kael Elyon. So the Gemara says, Kashlu Ludevei Rab Shelo. So the Yeshiva Rab Shelo, they heard this drasha from Rab, and they had a kasha. They said, Hai, Yad Liyad Lo Yinoke, Yodi Mi Boile. If Yad Liyad is a reference to Avram Avinu, why? Because Avram Avinu said, Hari Moisi Yodi. So why does the pasuk say Yad Liyad? It should have said what Avram Avinu said. It should have said Hari Moisi Yodi. Again, it's a pshat of a question on a drush. But why is it Yad Liyad? Wouldn't it be more accurate had it said Yodi? Ela Amri Devei Rav Shelo. So Rav Shelo's yeshiva, they tweaked Rav's drush a little bit. They said like this. You know what the pasuk means when it says Yod Liyad Lo Yenok? And again, it's going behem shech to the Baal Gaiva. Toyev as Hashem kol gvalev Yod Liyad Lo Yenok. I feel like people tell you, even if this person's on such a level that he was mekabel Torah, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Dichsiv Beit says, Mi Yeminoi Eish Das Lamoi, still a Yenaka Midina Shal Gehenna. So, nah, even if someone's like Avram Avinu, but Mi Inyan Le Inya Baisa Inyan, if someone's like Moshe Rabbeinu, even then, if he's a Baal Gaiva, La Yenaka Midina Shal Gehenna. And where do you see in Yad Li Yad Moshe Rabbeinu? Because Yad Li Yad means you're Mekabel Yad Miyad. And by Moshe Rabbeinu it says, Mi Yeminoi Eish Tois Lamoi. But the Gemara says, Kasha Le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan heard this, and Rabbi Yochanan had a Kasha on this Joshua. What was this Kasha? Hai Yad Li Yad. The Pasuk says, Yad Li Yad Lo Yenaka. If it's a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, what does it say by Moshe Rabbeinu? Mi Yeminoi. Not Li Yeminoi, Mi Yeminoi. When Mamish splitting hairs here. But Yad Miyad Mi Boile. It should have said Yad Miyad Lo Yenok. Like by Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Makabal the Torah, Mi Yadoi, Kavi Yachos Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yad Liyad doesn't sound like a reference to Mi Yeminoi, because instead of a Lamed, there would have been a man. It wouldn't have been Yad Liyad, it would have been Yad Miyad. Elam Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said again, Mi Inyan Li Inyan Ba'is Inyan. I feel like Oysit Stokab is Eisit. That you know what the Pasuk means? That if someone's about Gaiva, even if this person gives stalker, and even if he gives stalker B'Seser, which is a chiddush, because he's a bal gaiva. So you would think he'd be giving tzedakah b'farhesya. But even if his tzedakah doesn't have any of that gaiva, fakert, he does matan b'seiser, d'chsiv, and it says regarding tzedakah, matan b'seiser yichbe af. So we know that tzedakah has a shmira, lo yinaka medina shal gehenim. If this person's a bal gaiva, at the end of the day, lo yinaka medina shal gehenim. So toyevas Hashem, kol gva leiv, from the word toyeva, we learn that if someone is a bal gaiva, it's as if he was over avodah zarah. It's as if he was Baal Kol HaRaya Shebetoira. It has all the connotations of the word Tayeva, and from the seif of that pasuk, Yod L'Yod Lo Yenaka, even if this Baal Gaiva is on the Madrega of Rav Ram Avinu, and even if this Baal Gaiva is on the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, or if this Baal Gaiva is someone that gives Stoka B'Seser, where you find Matam B'Seser Yichba'af, and has a tremendous Shmira, Afal Pikein Lo Yenaka, this person is not going to be speared Dina Shel Gehenna. Before we go weiter, there's a drasha from the Chassam Sofer. It was one of the Shabbos Shuvah drashas, Drush Chof Gimel, that he gave in the year Tov Kuf Tzadik Vav. And in the middle of the drasha, he asks a gevaldige kasha. Everyone knows the pasuk, Uneshalma Parim Sifaseinu. And from that pasuk, we learn that even though we don't have karbonis bizman hazeh, but through tefillah, a person could be nechshav as if he brought all the karbonis. You have the Gemara in the end of Mesachtes Menachis, Oisteris Oilas, Oisteris Achatas, but you find it in the context of Tefillah as well. Neshalma Parim Sefaseinu, that through us Fasayim, it's shayich for us to bring karbonis. So the Chassam Sofer asked the Bamba Kasha. Think about how many times we've heard this pasuk. His Kasha is that the pasuk is describing bringing karbonis through your Sfasayim to get kapara. What's the animal that the pasuk describes? The par. It says, when do you ever bring a par as a kapara? The classic carbon that was bala kapara was the carbon chatas. The chatas was a kisva, a seira. Where do you find that a par is being brought for kapara? There's one time they used to bring a par. When did we bring a par? The par helim davar shel tzibur. If roiv of Klai Yisrael was choyte and they did an aveira, so then they would bring a par. When we say uneshalma parim sfaseinu beikar, what we're saying is we want to bring a par. We want to bring a par to be mechaper on the need for ganz Klai Yisrael to bring a par helim davar shel tzibur. It says, what's an aveira of par helim davar shel tzibur that ganz Klai Yisrael is being nichshel in? Where do you find that we're all being nichshol in Averish, Shnez Doinei Karis, albeit Peshaygik? So the Chassam Sofer says, that the Gemara says in the end of Mesechtes Bava Basra, that Ruban Bavak Lashon Hara, and when he says that, what it means is that when it comes to Averis that people do with their Sfasayim, Averis that people do with Midas, Laida, this is something that you find that Kulam Bavak Lashon Hara. So he says, that the Gemara says in different places, Soita Dav Dalid, that Kolam Mizgah, it's ki'ilu oved avodas kechavim. And you find Shabbos kufei kol hakoyis, it's ki'ilu oved avodas zara. And the Gemara says in Shabbos taf lamed gimel, kolam anabel piv, it's as if he was over on gilei arayis. And we know lashon hara, the Gemara says in erichin tezvav, it's me'ein ritzicha. So these are all things that although enochinami, if someone is a bal gaiv, he's not going to get Mises Bezdin, and he's not chayiv koris, but in the oilam of ke'ilu, it's ke'ilu is oved avodas zara, it's ke'ilu is bo'al kol arayis. So these are all averis that are ke'ilu, they're chayve krisos. If that's the case, they're ke'ilu, they're chayve chatos. If roiv of Klal Yisrael or kulon are going to be nichshol in these averis, so now you're going to have to bring the parhel and davashal tzibra, and that's what we're bringing. With the neshalma parim sefaseinu is that we're, through our tefillah, we're going to be zoicha to a kapara for all those ki'ilu, their chiyuvei chatos, and these are things that everyone's nichshol in, which is all merumas in the Gemara and Bava Basra, v'kulam bavak lashon hara. So the Chassam Sofer says that really, that's the diktuk, when the Shalma parim sifaseinu. Sifaseinu meaning through our sfasayim we're bringing parim, but also the par is coming to be mechaper for chatoim that we do with our sfasayim. Whether it's lashon hara that we spoke with our sfasayim, whether it's kas that we have with our sfasayim. Even the gaiva can kol ha-miskor beruach sfasov medaber gevoya, and that's ki'ilu oivet avodas kechavim. So it's tarti b'mashmu, neshama parim sfaseinu, through our sfaseinu we're bringing parim, but also the parim are coming to be mechaper for the chet that we do with our sfaseinu. It's coming for the parim davashal tzibu, these averis that are kulon ba'avak lashon hara. I think the oimik of the oimik is that tefillah is ki'ilu you brought a carbon. A ki'ilu, you brought a carbon, is mechaper on chatoim that are ki'ilu, you did the aveira. So these are aveiras that they're ki'ilu, Oyver avoy dezara ki ilu you bal achas mikol arayis. Be'etzem a person that's about gaiv is not chayiv a carbon chatas, but ki ilu is chayiv a carbon chatas. We just learned the Gemara. So the carbon of sifasayim, which is ki ilu you brought the carbon lo umazel will be mechaper on the ki ilu. Either way, zoch the Gemara weiter. Me inyan le inyan ba'ois inyan all gaiv azara legasi ruach minayim. Where is there an azara that says that a person can't be a balgaiva? Omar Rava, Omar Ziris. Rava said the name is Ziri. Shimu Vahazinu Altigbo. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyo. It's Perik Yudimel. And this is the makar that a person is not allowed to be a balgaiva. Nachem by Yitzchak Amamehacha. It says in the Torah, V'ram Livovecha V'shachachta. Okay, V'ksim. And the pasuk also says, Yisham Alecha Pentishcha Chasasham Alekecha. That is an Azara that says that you're not allowed to forget the Ebesh. Ukhti Rab Abin Om Rabi Lo. Dom Rab Abin Om Rabi Lo. Kamak Shinamar Hishamar Pen Val. Wherever you find either the word Hishamar or the word pen or the word Vial, Ine Yala B'loy Sase. So if it says Hishamar Alecha Pentishcha Chasasham Alekecha, that's an Azara, that's a loyus, I say, you're not allowed to forget the Ebesh. If someone's going to be a Balgaiva V'ram Levavecha V'shachachta, so you want to know what the Azara V'gaiva is, it's this pasuk V'ram Levavecha V'shachachta Sashem Alekecha. So Machloik is Rava and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, what the source is for the Azara L'gasei Ruach. I mean, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, thou shalt not be a Balgaiva. But at the same time, it was understood that there is an Azara somewhere. So what's the Azara? Rava said it's a pasuk in Yirmiyo, Shimu V'hazinu Al Tigvo. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said it's a pasuk in the Torah. V'rom levavecha v'shachachta, and on v'shachachta there's an azara. So you say, Meres, one implies the other, that there's an azara on gaiv as well. The truth is, there's two nafkaminas between the two drashas. The more obvious nafkamina is, Rav's drash is divrei kabbalah, that's a pasuk in Yirmiyo, whereas Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's drash is in Sefer Dvarim. So that's divrei Torah. Which means it could be a tchap nafkamina, whether this azara is an isadei raisa, or this azara is only medivrei kabbalah, which is a whole Bazunder Shmuz, what exactly Divrei Kabbalah is. The truth is the smag in his minyan mitzvahs is moine gaiva as an isadai raisa. Kipshutai, because he paskin like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, and there's a pasuk in the Torah, v'rom levavecha v'shachachta, and as a result, there's an azara that says a person is not allowed to be a bal gaiva. But there's another nafkamina, and that is in the lumbus of this. In Rav's drasha, the pasuk says, shimu v'hazinu al tigbo. The iser is gaiva. Whereas in Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, it's v'rom levavecha v'shachachta. On v'shachachta, says Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, it says hishomer, which means there's an azara on forgetting Hashem. Now, if gaiva is going to lead to forgetting Hashem, so Mela, there's implied some sort of azara on the gaiva. But you want to know what the nakuda is. What's the punchline? The punchline is shikchas Hashem. It just so happens that if you're about gaiva, it's going to be v'shachachta Hashem alaykecha. But the lesser, right, the nakuda is not so much the gaiva. I thought at the end of the day, there's no nafkamina. Azara l'gasi aruach minayim. But the question is, understanding the shayrish of the iser, is the nakuda the gaiva itself? In Rava, that's what the pasuk says, Al Tigvo. Whereas according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, it sounds a little bit in the lumbus of the gaiva, that the ikur knech here is not so much the gaiva, but it's the fact that the gaiva is going to lead to shikchas Hashem. Darish Rav Avira. Rav Avira darshan. Zimna nomal ha-shmeid Rav Asi, v'zimna nomal ha-shmeid Rav Am. Kolon, sheish begasa ruach. Any person that has gasa suruach, l'soif mismayit. Eventually, this person is going to have a yerida. So nobody stays on top forever. Meaning, if someone's about gaiva, at some point, mismayit. How do you know that? Shenema, the pasuk says, roimu ma'at. Now, this pasuk is an Eev, perek chav dalet, pasuk chav dalet. And for the next few lines, the Gemara is going to darshan this pasuk. So, roimu, if someone's about gaiva, ma'at, eventually he's going to have a yerida. Shema, temi yeshna ba'olam, you're going to say, okay, so he'll have a little yerida. But he's yeshna ba'olam, he still has a pulse. Talmud loimra ve'einenu, the next word. Le'einenu. No, he's going to come to the point where he's going to be finished. Vimchayzabai, if he does tshuva, meaning he was a bal gaiva, but now he decides to be humble. Nesaf bizmanoi, ka'avram avinu. Then he won't be ve'einenu. To the contrary, he'll live a full life, literally like Avram avinu. Shenemar, the pasuk says, and again, continuing in Sefer Iyov, v'humchu, if he's going to become a Anov again, kakol yikofson. He's going to die like kol. Who's kol? Kavrom Yitzchak v'Yakov. Dechsiv behu bakol mikol kol. You find the word bakol, the word kol, mikol, in the reference of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So if this person's going to be v'humchum, then he's going to end up passing and leaving this world like kof in love. And if not, the next words of the pasuk is ukeroish shiboyles yimalu. He is going to wither like the roish of the shiboyles. So shiboyles is a stalk of grain, and like the roish of the shiboyles. My ukeroish shiboyles machlokes. Rafuna Rav Chizkiya Chadama once said it means kisasa de shibalta. He's going to go down like the sasa de shibalta. Rashi gavoy shal shiboyles. It means the top part of the stalk. Shekoyrin skan hashiboyles, which is referred to as the beard, right? The beard of the shiboyles. This is the part of the stalk of grain that falls away by itself, and that's what's going to happen to this person. The other one said, what does it mean? Ke sasa ke roish shiboyles. It means ke shiboyles atzam. It means the shiboyles itself. Meaning, not the zokain of the shiboyles, but the actual shiboyles. The Gemara asks the obvious gosh. Bishleim lemandama ki sasa de shibalta. Bishleim according to mandama that says that it's the beard of the shiboyles. Hainu dechsebu ke roish shiboyles. It doesn't say ke shiboyles. It says ke roish shiboyles. A certain part of the shiboyles. The top part. The beard. That falls off by itself, and that's the nekuda of the pasuk. Elo lemandama ki shibalta atzma. But according to the mandama that says it's the actual shibaylas, my ukiroi shibaylas. So why would we say kiroi shibaylas? Just say the shibaylas. I'm Rav Asi, the chen tana vera, yishmal, mashal adam shenichlan satayich sadeh. I'll explain to you what a mashal. A person walks into his field. What does he see first? The tallest stalks. Gavaya gavaya humalakit. And being that that's what he sees first, that's what he harvests first. So the reason we mentioned the roi shibaylas, because that was the first shibaylas that was harvested, and that's what the pasuk is saying, that this person who's a balgaiva ukiroishi bailas imolo, he's gonna go down not like the stalks that go down towards the end of the harvest, but the kiroishi bailas, the tallest ones, the ones that go down in the beginning. Either way, there's some mashal over between the balgaiva and the shibailas. Either he's going to have a yurida like the zokain of the shibailas, which has a yurida because it's noifa me'elav, or like the tallest stalks of grain that have a yurida, not by themselves during the harvest, but at the first ones that are taken there. The pasuk says also in the context of anova and gaiva, it says the ezdaka ushval ruach. What does that mean? Rav Huna, Rav Chizkiya. Again, it was a machlokes between Rav Huna, Rav Chizkiya. Chadama once said, "Iti daka," that the Ibishta says that the daka, the person that holds himself small, the person that's an anav, iti, I bring him close to me. Chadama and the other one said, "Ani at daka," that I go close to the person that's a daka. I go to the anav. Meaning, Rav Huna, Rav Chizkiya both agree that the Ibishta has a special kurva to the anav. The question is, how does it work mechanically, logistically? What goes on behind the scenes? Does the Eibishter say, I'm going to bring myself down to the Anav? Or, Faker, I'm going to take the Anav and I'm going to bring him up to me? That was a machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Chizkiya. Says the Gemara, Mistaber command Omar Ani Ataka. It's Mistaber, I don't have a rayo, but it's Mistaber like the man that says Ani Ataka, that the Eibishter goes down to the Anav. Shariah Kodesh Baruch Hu, he niach kol har mugvois, because we know when it came time to give the Torah, Hashem wanted to give it on a mountain. And Hashem left all the mountains, and which mountain did he choose? The Hishrish Chinose al Har Sinai. And he was Mashra on Har Sinai. Why? Because Har Sinai was the smallest of all the mountains. He was the most humble of all the mountains. But here's the Diyuk. The Diyuk is V'lagova Har Sinai L'mayla. Hashem didn't take Har Sinai and bring it up to Shemayim. Hashem went down to Har Sinai. So Al Derech Zeh, this is a mashal to this Indian. That's the way it works with the Anav. Hashem lowers himself, Kavi Yachol, to be together with the Anav. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, L'olam Yomad Adam Idas Koinai. A person should always follow the lead of Hashem. Shere HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Niyach Kalhar Mugvayis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it came time to be Mashra the Shechina, to give the Torah, he was Hiniach kol harim ugvois, the Hishre Shechinase al Har Sinai, and he was Mashra his Shechina Har Sinai. Incidentally, we spoke about this once, that it sounds a little from the Gemara, that the reason Hashem chose Har Sinai was not so much because Torah had to be given on the smallest mountain, but there was an incredible level of Ashrayis HaShechina that existed at the time of Kabbalah HaTorah. And it was that level of Ashrayis HaShechina that required the smallest mountain. Meaning, Yesh Lachker. The reason Hashem chose Har Sinai was because of the Matan Torah Shabbai? Or was it because of the Ashrayis HaShechina Shabbai? Right, we say, Ilu Kervanu Lefnei Har Sinai V'lo Nosan Lanu Has HaTorah Dayenu. And everyone asks, what do you mean? You would have gone to Har Sinai, you wouldn't have gotten the Torah, right? Maybe the most famous question ever. So, maybe the most famous teretz is, well, shouldn't say that. But one of the more famous terutz, and we've said it over in the name of the Divrei Yoel in the past, is that the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah that when the Yid went at Har Sinai, not only did they receive the Torah, but they received the Emunah. Because all the Emunah that they had up until that time, the Rambam says, Yesh Achrei HaDoifi, but the real Emunah where they saw the Eved talk to Moshe Rabbeinu, Osneinu Shamanu, Veinenu Ro'inu, where the Rambam says, that's when the Ikar Emunah came about, it came through Har Sinai. It means there was two dinam on Har Sinai. There was the Kabbalah HaTorah, and then there was also the Hashrois HaShchinah that was on Har Sinai. This Gemara seems to be stressing and emphasizing that in the sugya of Ashrois HaShchina, the Eibush does only Mashra Shchinosai on a nonav. So you couldn't have had a Kabbalah Satira on a taller mountain, Mitzad Ashrois HaShchina Shabbat. Now the truth is, other times, we've spoken about how Kabbalah Satira too, the whole idea of Taira is only Chal by people that are on them, but it's two dinim, and it could be Mitzad the Har Sinai, they were both true. You needed the humblest of mountains, Sain Mitzad the Kabbalah Satira Shabbat, and you needed the humblest of mountains, Sain Mitzad Ashrois HaShchina Shabbat. One other Ha'ar, and that is, who said this last Memra? Who said, La'ovim Yomad Adam Midas Koinai? Rabbi Yosef said it. Rabbi Yosef is the Sinai, and we've mentioned many times Sinai because he was a tremendous baki. But the Svar Makdoshim say Sinai because Rabbi Yosef says in the last line of Masech Tesoyit of Ezra Hashem will get to, like Tisnei Anavet Ikana, because Rabbi Yosef was also a great Anav, and her Sinai was where the Torah was given. And the Shmaitzos and the Shmois were Mesudarim, but like Rabbi Yosef's Torah was, but at the same time, it was also the humblest of all mountains. So this is literally Rabbi Yosef talking. This is an insight. No one was more Derish or Mekayim than Rabbi Yosef, who goes down as literally being known, nicknamed Sinai. Omer Rabbi Loz said, Kol Adam Shiyesh Begasa Ruach. Any person that has gaiva, ra'ud legadei kasher, he deserves to be chopped off like an asherah boy. Tziv hacha, how do you know that? Because it says over here, v'rame hakoima yudu'in, referring to bali gaiva, v'ksev hasam, and it says over there, v'ashereyem tigadeyem. It's a lashon of asher. V'am rabbalot, call it, m'sheish begasa ruach, any person that has gaiva in Afrei Ninor, he's not going to merit Trias Amesim Shenemar, because the Pasik says, Hakitsu Virananu Shoichne Afar. Bi Afaloi Nemar. Here's the dick. It doesn't say Shoichne Bi Afar, Elo Shoichne Afar. What does that mean? Mishenasa shochin lo offer b'chayev. Someone that was a shochin to offer during his lifetime, he's the person that's going to wake up. In other words, Pasha, what this pasuk is describing is Tchias HaMeisim. Hakitzu v'ranenu shochni offer. All the people that are shochni offer, they're going to marry Tchias HaMeisim. But Rabbi Loza held, if that's what the pasuk meant, it would have said shochni b'offer. People are buried in the offer. Elamai, it's coming to say something else. It's also coming to say that if someone was shochni offer, during his lifetime, he wasn't Shaykhni Be'offer, it's just Pashup Shan and Rabbi Loza's Joshua. He was close to the offer. So that's why there's no base, because Be'offer would mean the real Tchias HaMeisim. Again, it means that too. In Mikra Yoytzim Midei Pshutar. But there's a Joshua over here that if someone's Shaykhni offer, he's close to the offer, this person is going to merit Tchias HaMeisim, because only someone that holds himself small, but about Gai Venat, Vam Rabbi Loza, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bei Gassus HaRuach, any person that has Gassus HaRuach, it's about Gai V'Shchina Mi'alel HaSolov, the Shchina bemoans him, Shenema, the Pasuk says, Voya mi merchak yeyeda. It's a lashon of kinnah. Darish Rabbi Avir. Vitei Rabbi Loza. Boy reish loyki midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu midas pasav adam. Midas pasav adam. Gavoy royas ak voya. If someone's a bal gaiva, so he sees other bali gaiva. Or if someone is a man of stature, that's the more accurate taich. So he sees people at reitzach in circles where the people are on his level. But the Gavaya doesn't even see the shuffle. He sees the shuffle. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Ki rom Hashem v'shuffle." Any person that has gaiver, this might be the most famous of all the mamari agada that we're going to learn in today's daf, as it relates to the bal gaiver. That if someone's a bal gaiver, the Eibishter says, I poshit can be with him in the same world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, meloshni vaseser reyeu, oisoy atzmis gva inayim urchav levav. Oisoy loy uchal. Al tikri oisoy elo itoy loy uchal. I poshe can't be with him. Ike the masting law. This is not nearly as famous. I'm a sapi lashon hara. Some say that this line of itoy loy uchal is referring to masapi lashon hara. Shenemar. Because look at the beginning of the pasuk. It says meloshni vaseser reyeu. Now, if you look at the Marshal and Chedush HaGadis, the Marshal says that even according to the Ikka de Masni, that the Pasuk is referring to Mesapi Lashon Hara, it's also referring to Gva Einayim. Says it has to be, because read the Pasuk. Meloshni Vasei Sereyeo Oisei Atzmes, which in the Ikka de Masni means Abal Lashon Hara, Gva Einayim Urechav Lev of Zichar means Abal Gaiva, Oisei Layuchal. So says the Marshal, what the Ikka de Masni holds that Oisei Layuchal is going to the Reisha of the Pasuk on the Lifnei, but not on the Lifnei, right? It's not going on what it said immediately before that. Avad it. Is the Ikka de Masni says that it's also going back on the beginning. Meaning, according to the first Lishon of the Gemara, when it says Oisla Yuchal, it's referring to what it said a second earlier, and that is Gva Einayim Urechav Levo. So the Balgaiva Einanivahu. But as it relates to what it says before that, it's not referring to that. The Ikka de Masni said, no, it's going back on everything in the it's one Pasuk, and it's referring to everything mentioned in the Pasuk. Side the first thing in the Pasuk, that's the Baal Lashon Hara, Meloshni Vasei Sereyeyu, and side the second part of the Pasuk, Gva Einayim. Any person that has gaiva filo ruach kima oichrozoi, a little bit of wind can take this person down. Shenemar v'rishoyim kayom nigrash. Rishoyim are like the sea. Mayam sheish bekam revius ruach kima oichrozoi, just like the sea, which has kam revius. That's an understatement, right? The sea is massive, but a ruach kima, a little bit of wind comes and it causes a ripple. It causes waves. Shenemar adam. A person that's made up of only one revius. Now, it's a person made up of only revius. No, but we know from the end of Masechta Soita that a revius dam is already considered a nefesh adam. A mensch, heis a mensch, even if he only has a revius of dam, alachas kama v'kama, that a ruach would be oichrusai. And by the way, the svara, the logic behind this last halach is very partial. When a person's a baal gaivis, everything bothers him. So a ruach kima, the littlest thing, suddenly has an effect on him. Counterintuitively, the more humble a person is, the more he's able to weather the storm, literally. But when a person is a balgaiva, any ruach kima is oichrusai. That's the chachma, what Rabbi Alexandria is saying, that you want to be a balgaiva gavaldik, but if you're a balgaiva, everyone knows you're a miserable person, because it's not possible not. Any ruach kima, any little thing is partially going to take you down. The people that are really tzefridin, the people that could be samech b'chelkum, these are people that are anovim, they don't think the whole world revolves around them, they don't think everything in the world is coming to them, and as a result, they're able to handle life a little bit more in stride. Either way, another classic Ben Benoy Shel classic. Talmud Chacham, a Talmud Chacham, Sarech Shiyehei by Echad Mishmoyne B'Shminas. So we just learned an Amid and change of Gemara that talks about how gaivas may be the worst thing that a person could possibly do. But at the same time, if you're a Talmud Chacham, you have to have a Shtukul Gaiva. How much gaiva? A little bit. An eighth of an eighth, which, back of the envelope arithmetic, it's 1/64th of something. I'm referring to Rabbi Yeshua, u'ma'atrele. If a Talmud Chacham has that little bit of gaiva, the gaiva is going to be a crown for him. Kisasa l'shibaltas. It is the second time we have the beard of the shibaltas. We have to know the pnimius of the beard of the shibaltas. First, we have to know what a shibaltas is. But then we'll figure out what the beard is, and then we'll figure out maybe what the soid is. But the bottom line is, we're not farmers. But regardless, u'ma'atrele kisasa l'shibaltas. That a Talmud Chacham that has a little bit of gaiva, it's a very, very chashuv thing. Amar Rava. Rava said, I agree. Beshamta de isbe, a person that has gaiva is beshamta, should be put in chayim. But at the same time, beshamta de lesbe, if you don't have also, it's not good. Meaning you have to have a little bit of gaiva. Avram Nachman by Yisrael, I disagree. Loi minav, loi miktsasa. You can't even have a little bit. Mizuter, and Avram Nachman by Yisrael said, but we're making leicht of what the Pasuk says, dechsivba, toyavas Hashem kod valet, and the whole first part of the daf talked about what it means. It means it's as if he was Avid Avaydazar, it's as if he was Baal Kol Arayisha Betayra. So Mizuter, dechsivba, toyavas Hashem kod valet, and as a result, you can't have anything. So what are we paskin? Yeah, a little gaiva, not a little gaiva. It's very, very tricky. And by the way, you see the steer right on the Amid. Amar Rava, there's a little aleph. Beshamta de ispo, beshamta de lespo. Amar Nachman Rai Yitzchak, there's a little bays. Loi minava, loi miktasa. So this is already raid. That's for the Bali Musar. And inkan mekoymai. Amar Chizke, we'll speak out some achshav at the end of the day. Ein tfilasi shel adam nishmas, elam ke misa and liba kibasa. If a person wants his tfilas to be answered, you have to be an adam. So on top of everything, if a person's about gaiva, his tfilas aren't going to be listened to. You have to be mesim liba kibasa, or loshen of anava, shenema. How do you know that? Because the Pasuk says, "Hoyu midei chodesh bechatshei v'goyimer." You have a kol basar l'shtachavis v'goyimer. Kol basar. When a person's like basar, halzach kling, that's when he has this chos. Amr Rab Zeira said a fascinating observation in the parasha of Tazria Mitzayra. This is a real dvar agada that we're taking out of the parasha of Tazria Mitzayra. You find that the Torah sometimes talks about a person that has a nega, that has a refuah. But listen to the Rav Zeira's diak. Basak siv be venirpa. The only time you find venirpa in relation to tzaras is when the pasuk describes the person as a basar. Adam like siv ba venirpa. There's no place in the Torah where the Torah says there's an Adam that comes to the Kayin and he was venirpa. And the reason is that when a person halzach vi basar, he has refuah. But when a person halzach vi an Adam, Adam is Adama, which is hard, it's not basar, which is soft, that person is not going to get refuah. Adam Rabbi Yochanan, said, Adam, the word Adam is an acronym. It's Rosh HaTevis. Efer, ashes, dam, blood, mara, bile. Basar is an acronym for busha, srucha, rima. Right, busha is bzyoyne, srucha, stink. Rima are worms. What's the point? The point is, it's all the shyness of anava. What is a person? Whether you call him Basar, or even if you call him Adam, it's an acronym for something very, very low. Ikidamri, some say that the shin of the samach is shal dechsev b'shin, because shal is written with a shin, so the basar is not srucha, but rather it is with a shin, which is shal. And this is something that we've seen a few times recently, that sometimes a sin is gedarshan like a shin. And this is isha kisista, or sishta, yayin yasamach, yayin yashamach, the sin of basr over here with darshan like a shin, it means shal. Omer av ash, kol m'shish begas ruach, any person that has gaivel asleit nifchas, eventually is going to have you read a shenema. And we learned this also from the parasha of Tzaras. It says, v'lase eis, v'lasa pachas, the ain't se ace, el loshen gavoyas, ace is a loshen gavoyas, and emmer, val kola harma roma, val kola gavoyas, hani sois, the ain't sapachas, el tfelo, and sapachas is a loshen to the contrary of anova, as it says, sifacheni no el achas akohunois, lecho pas lochem. So the lasse ace, if someone considers himself lasse ace, eventually what's going to end up happening? He's going to end up being sapachas. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, boy, rei kam gedoyim limaychi ruach, take a look at the chshivas of being an anov, lefnei akadosh baruch hu shabshosh, if a person would bring a carbon oil, schar oil b'yad, he'd get schar for bringing an oil. Mincha, schar mincha b'yad. Avo misha daite shvela, a person who's daite shvela, mal olav akosav, kilu hikriv kol ha-karbonos iskulam. It's as if he brought all the karbonos. Shenem, as the pasuk says, zifchei elokim, ruach nishbar v'lo yoyt. And Rabbi Shulman Levi said, not just that, ela she'ein tfilosei nemeses. A person that's in honor of his tfila is never nemeses. So if someone's a Baal Gaiva, his tefillah is never heard. And if a person's an onav, his tefillah is never nemesa. Shenema, how do you know that? Leiv nishbar v'nitka. A person that has a leiv nishbar, elikim loy sivza. The Eibishter never looks away. I'm Rabbi Shulman Levi, kol ha sham or chayisa b'ayla mazah. So we just mentioned Rabbi Shulman Levi. We're going to mention one more Rabbi Shulman Levi. Any person that sham, miloshin shuma, he assesses his ways. On this world, he's going to see Yeshua. Shenema, the pasuk says, V'sam derech arenu b'yesha likim, as tikri v'sam, ela v'sham derech, someone that's sham derech, he cheshbens, he calculates, he's mechashiv schar mitzvah, k'negedav seida, v'chulu v'chulu, a person like that is going to see Yeshua. Just one ha'ara that my shvager, Yaakov Mel, shared with me, a dover nifla. And that is that this last Gemara, Amr Rabbi Shnua ben Levi, Boyu Re'eh, Kami Gedoyla Nimoyche Ruach, Sheb Beshosh Sheb Eis Amik Deshkayim, a person brought an oila, got schar oila, a mincha, got schar mincha, Avo Misha Daita Shvelo, Ma'ala Olav Akosav, Ilu Hikrav Kolor Kabano Eskulam. We know that Sefer Vayikra, which is Sefer Teres Kain, and begins with the word Vayikra. And there's an Aleph Ze'ira, there's a little Aleph, and the Balaturim says, why is there an Aleph Ze'ira? Because Moshe Rabbeinu Mitoich and Vesanusa didn't want to write Vayikri, he wanted to write Vayakar. The Aleph is there, but the Aleph is an Aleph Zira. And he said, Yesh Shloima, maybe the reason there's an Aleph Zira is because we're starting the parish of Teres Kayanim. And we're going to mention all the Karbanis. And how does a person bring Karbanis? By bringing Karbanis. You want an Oila, bring an Oila. You want a Chatas, you want a Mincha, bring those Karbanis. But there's another way that a person can be Mekayim Gans Teres Kayanim. You know how? If a person is nimoiche ruach, then it's literally misha daita shvela mala olav akosav keilu hikriv kol hakarbanos kulam. So in the first word in Teres Kayanim, we have the Aleph Zeira l'rames, that if a person is an onav, if a person is an onav, it could be nechshav, as if he was mekayim gans Teres Kayanim. Either way, we're going to return to the regular program for 3 minutes. We're just going to learn one gemara, and then we're going to speak out rei on the sugi of gaiva. So going back to the Mishnah was discussing the laws of kinu v'stira. And then the Mishnah said, Ketza mekana lo, how exactly do you do kinu? So what did the Mishnah say? Amar lo b'fnei shnayim al tadabri yamish pleini. If a man tells his wife, al tadabri yamish pleini, Sounds like that's kinoy. And what's the halacha? V'dibri imoy. If she spoke to this ish pleini, adayin imu teres lebeis, imu teres lacha b'chum. However, nichnas the imu lebeis ha-seiser, v'shos isen, imoy k'day tumo, then it's asru lebeis, v'asru lacha b'chum. So the Mishnah asked the question, ketzan nekanala. What was the answer? Al tadabri in mish pleini. That's what it sounds like is the answer. Then the Mishnah said, if she taku went and spoke to ish pleini, nothing happens. She's not a soita. If, however, she was Nistera, then she is going to be a site. So the Gemara says, Hagufa Kasha, I don't know how exactly you're supposed to read the Mishnah. Now, we know how you're supposed to read the Mishnah, because we read the Mishnah when we learned Daf Beis, but this was all based on knowing the Emes, the Maskana of this Gemara. But in real time, the Gemara is not really sure how to process this Mishnah. Amrit, you're telling me, Amalob of Neshnai, Maltadabri, and Nishplay, Nizet, Alma Dibrustiru. Right, the question was, Ketza Makano. What was the answer? Amalah. So it sounds like that's the definition of stira. Now, if that's the definition of stira, or of kinoy, I'm sorry, that means that al-tadabri means stira. What is kinoy? Don't do stira. So if al-tadabri is kinoy, that means dibur is stira. V'hadotani, dibur ima, adayim muteres lebeis, muteres lachal b'truma, al-modimur lafklumu. So you see that dibur is nothing. Dibur is really not stira. Right? What's the kasha? It's a little faplunted. Kasha is like this. Ketzad mekanala. What was the answer? Al tadabri and mishpoini. Oh, so it sounds like kinoy is al tadabri, which means dibur is stira. Because kinoy means don't do stira. So if the nusach of kinoy is al tadabri, then that would mean that dibur constitutes a stira. Now we know it doesn't, but again, in real time, you would think that dibur constitutes a stira. And then a second later, if shintaka did dibur, she's not a soita. Only if she did stira, which is mashma, that dibur is nothing. So if dibur is nothing, then how could that be the taich of what Ketz Mekanu is? Abayi said, Hachi Kamar. You have to read the Mishnah as follows. That the Mishnah said, Ketz Mekanu. And the Mishnah did not immediately explain Ketz Mekanu. There's a Rashi here that talks this through very, very clearly. The Mishnah first explained what's not kinoy, and then built up to telling me what kinoy is. So again, ketzah mekanoy lo, zok the Mishnah, not ketzah mekanoy lo, abe ketzah is not really kinoy, al tadabri v'dibra. If he told his wife don't talk, and she talked, or al tadabri, he told her don't talk, v'nistera, and there was stira, or even if al tistera, even if he said don't do stira, v'dibra, ima yadai muteres lebeis, muteres lecha v'truma. Why? Because those things are really not kinoy. Why not? Because stira means real stira, not dibur. And therefore, you would need say that the kinoy was altistiri and say that the maisa that she did was a maisa stira. If, however, he would say altistiri and nichnas imel beis aseis v'shasa k'dei tumo, then asru lebeis v'asru lachal v'chumo. So again, the taich of kinoy is altistiri. Why? Because stira means real stira. And if he would say al-tadabri, it would not be considered a kinoy, because dibur itself is not considered a stira. Even if he would say al-tistari v'dibri imoy, it wouldn't be considered a stira. The Mishnah said, ketzah mekanala, amalob afnei shnayim al-tadabri amishpoini. It sounded like that al-tadabri really is stira. So that's what you need a bayah for, with the Rashi that explains it, the way we spoke it out, and that is that of Omalob of Neshnaim, Altadabri Yishploini is not the teretz, it's not the tshuva to what kinoy is, fakert. It's an example of what kinoy is not. What is kinoy? So there's a little chasure mechsure happening here. Kinoy is altistiri, and being that kinoy is altistiri, so stira by definition is stira. If that's what it is, so the only time she would taka become maser is if she did a real bona fide stira. That concludes the site portion of the daf. We return to the first part of the daf, and that is the sugya of gaiva. So two ha'aris related to this sugya. The first is a nifla de chassam sofer that in chassam sofer ala Torah, it's in parshas Nitzavim. It's on the pasnik that says loy bashamayim hilemar mi yalalanu hashamayma. So in the course of the divrei agada that we mentioned in today's daf, so the Gemara mentioned the memra of Rav Chiya Barashi, and that is Om Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Rav. Even though gaiva is the worst thing in the world, Toyevas Hashem Kol Gvalev, but Tzarech a Talmud Chacham Tzarech Shehei by Echad Mishmoina Bishminas. A Talmud Chacham has to have a Shmoina Bishminas of gaiva. And Kiyodua, the Svar Makdosh from different places, say different pshat and different taiches, and what it means, Shmeinu Shebeshmeinu. But I want to share with you what Chassam Sofer says. He says that everyone knows the Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtas Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, that David HaMelech was a fugitive. He was on the run. He was hiding from Shaul, because Shaul wanted to kill him. And he found himself in the Beis HaMerchitz. And when he was in the Beis HaMerchitz, he was very, very scared. Why? Because he saw that he was Aram. Chazal say, because he was Aram, he was scared. What it means is that he realized that he was Aram in HaMitzvahs. Of Kibush and Estaka B'milu Shebe B'sarai. But then he saw his Bris Milah. Sameach, he was B'simcha. Why? Because he chapped. He chapped now that he had the shmir of the mitzvah. He had the shmir of the mitzvah of Mila, the Omar, and he said, Lam Natseach al Hashminas. And he said a kapitel to Hillim. He said the kapitel to Hillim of Lam Natseach al Hashminas. Said the Chassam Sofer. What's the pnimius of this Gemara? The pnimius of this Gemara is David HaMelech was Anov Mikol Adam. One of the great Anovim that Chazal talk about in different places is David HaMelech. David HaMelech was Anov Mikol Adam. And David HaMelech is running away from Shaul. And he felt Aram. He felt like he had no schusim. Mitoich roivan v'senusa. He felt, how am I going to be saved? He felt he had nothing. But kivan shenestakul b'milu shebipsari sameach. But then he saw his bris milah and he was besimcha. Why was he besimcha when he saw his bris milah? Because says the Chassam Sofer, even though a person is not allowed to have gaiva, but this one inyan that a person could have gaiva, shemutel is gaias, a person could have gaiva v'mashazocha lishmai bris kodesh. That if a person has the schus, that he shomer his bris kodesh, for that he's allowed to have gaiva. So when David HaMelech saw, he was nestakul b'milah, and meaning he chapped, that he was being nizer in this inyan. So sameach, he was besimcha, because he felt ashtikol gaiva de kedusha, and he understood that that was going to be a shmira. And through that, he was going to be protected. It says the Chassam Sofer, yesh loima, that that's merumiz in Chazal. Because Chazal say that a person is not allowed to have gaiva. Oh, but shmoyne shebishminas you could. Shmoyne shebishminas is brismila. You know why it's brismila? Because brismila is b'yom hashmini, it's on the eighth day, and it's also the eighth mitzvah that Klal Yisrael ever got. Because there was seven mitzvahs b'nei noach, and the first mitzvah that Avraham Avinu got with the mitzvah of Mila, and he says that's the pnimius, that's the oimik of the Shmoyne Shebishminis, because it's a mitzvah that was nitna b'shmini, and it's an eight mitzvah. And what did David HaMelech say as soon as he was in Stakel b'Mila? Omer, he said, L'natzeach al HaShminis, because it's being meramis this inyan. So said the Chassam Sofer, this is all Rav Chiya Barashi Amarav, who holds that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to have Gaiv HaShminis Shebishminis. And the Chassam Sofer, again, this is Mamash Ruch HaKoydesh, said because he means this inyan, Shemutel is Goyis B'Mash HaZoch HaLishma B'Risa Koydesh, and that's why David HaMelech was suddenly B'simcha Agam, he was on a Mikol Adam. But here already he felt the shtickle guy with the Kedusha. But not everybody agrees. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said, Loi minava, loi miktsasa. What did he say? Mizuta maidach sivbe, toyevas Hashem kol gvalev. So the Chassam Sofer says, Yesh loi ma'atz merumas in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Loi bashamayim hilemar, miyal elonu hashamayim. The Gemara says in Erev and Daf Nun Hei. What does it mean, Loi bashamayim hi? Amar Rava, Rava said, Loi timotzei b'mishem agbiya daitei olev b'shamayim. You're not going to find Torah that makes himself like shamayim. Rabbi Yochanan said, Loi bashamayim hi, Loi timotzei b'gasu aruach. You're not going to find Torah by someone that's a balgaiva. Loi bashamayim hi means gaiva. That Torah doesn't have a kiyum by someone that's a balgaiva. But says the Chassam Sofer, we know there's another remez in this pasuk. The Dorshei Rishum say that mi yale lanu hashamayma is Rosh Tevis Mila. Loi bashamayim hi. Torah won't be found by someone that's about gaiva, even if the gaiva is in mi yale lanu hashamayma. Even if your gaiva is that you're mamish being miskar, that you were zoicha lishmar ois priskoidesh, afal pikein, zok rav nachim by yischok, Torah loi bashamayim hi. That's the oimik in Torah loi bashamayim hi mi yale lanu hashamayma. Because the emesis is an inyan of shmoyne shavishminis, and shmoyne shavishminis is a person can have gaiva if he's nizer in this inyan. And that's the oimik in why David HaMelech was sameach when he was in the stock of Amila, because that was something he felt that he had some confidence in, that al kaponim he would have a shmira. And that's the shmina shebishminis, because it's mila that's b'yay mashmini, and it's the eighth mitzvah that we got. And that's why David HaMelech said, I'm not saying halach shminis, of a zok Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. I hear what you say, Rav Chiya Barashi Amarav. But here in Tzoyt, that he's chayvik with him. And he says, loy bashamayim hi. He holds, loy minava, loy miktsasa. And that's mirumas, loy bashamayim hi, no gaiva, even if it's miyal alonu hashamayim, even if it's brismila. Amish dvarim leflom v'niskavim v'nairam adamai. That's the first hour. The second hour is, and I heard this from Yedid Nafshi, Rav Levi Chomsky, who shared with me a nifl de gevart from Hagoyin Rav Kiva Eger, the Shver of the Chassam Sofer. Kveger said that what did Chazal mean when they said Amrav Chia Barashi Amarav, a Talmud Chacham is Sorech Shiyehebay, Talmud Chacham is supposed to have a little bit of Gaiva. How much Gaiva? It's a Shmoyne Shabbashminas. The Gemara says in Masechtes Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, May Dechsiv, Ashira Lashem Ki Goiga, Shira Lemisha Mizgoya Al Hageim. The Amar Mar, Melech Shabbachayos, who's the king of the animal kingdom? Ari, it's the lion. Melech Shebebehemois, the shar. Melech Shebeoifois is the nesher, it's the eagle. V'odom miskoe aleihem. Man is allowed to be miskoe. He can have gaiva over all the animals. V'akadosh Baruch Hu miskoe al kulon, v'al kol ha'olam kuloi. So Rabbi Kiveger said, it's mavur in this Gemara that a person is allowed to have gaiva over animals. Adam miskoe aleihem. Sayon the Ari, who's the Melech Shebechaya, Sayon the Shor, that's the Melech Shebebehemus, and Sayon the Nesher, that's the Melech Shebeoifus. So Rav Kiveiga said that if you look in Sefer Tehillim, Perek Ches, Pasuk Ches, so I'll give you the context. Pasuk Hey, Mo Enoish Kisis Kerenu, Uven Adam Kisif Kedenu. Tsoyne v'alofim kulam, tsoyne v'alofim means tsoynu bakar, v'gam b'hamoy sadai. That tam shileo, the Eibush that you were mamshel man, on top of who? On tsoyne v'alofim, on top of the tsoyne and the bakar, v'gam b'hamoy sadai. Additionally, on top of the behemoth. But al kaponim, this pasuk is saying that man rules and he reigns over the animal kingdom. The makar is this gemara chagigadaf yud gimel amabez. So Reb Kiveiga said, this is Tehillim Perek Ches, it's Pasuk Ches. This is the Shmoyne Shabbashminas. The Shmoyne Shabbashminas is that a person has to be an Anav. And today's daf, you can't have any gaiva. But if you want to have gaiva over a squirrel, that you can do. You want to have gaiva over a fed, that you can do. If you want to have gaiva over an animal, that's something you can do. That's the remez. That Reb Kiveiga said, that's the Shmoyne Shabbashminas. And the way Levi told it to me was that Azavart, you almost feel like only could have came from Reb Kiveiger, who was the legendary Anuf. And Reb Kiveiger held that the Emes Diskim Morin Chagigadaf Yud Gimel Amidbeis Adam Miskal Kulam is a Chayr Shtikl Tzarech Bi. How do you understand that, Zagamara? After you learn Saita Daf, hey, a person's going to be a Balgaiva over an animal. A person has to be such an Anuf. A person has to be so humble. How's it Shaykh that he's going to be a Balgaiva even over an animal? The Teretz is Omra Chiyah Barashi Omarav. Talmud Chacham, maybe only Talmud Chacham. Tzarech Shiyah Eboi Shemayna Shabbashminas. A Talmud Chacham is allowed to have gaiva over the Shemayna Shabbashminas. But in Reb Kiveiga's world, this means gaiva's hutshum michloloi. There's like a kasha. That, what do you mean you're miskah in the behemoths? How can a person be miskah in the behemoths? The Teretz is Hadar Gemara. And the Teretz is Hadar Pasuk. And that Pasuk is the Shemayna Shabbashminas. And that's this remez that a Talmud Chacham could have gaiva Shemayna Shabbashminas. So I think it's Kedai, just to chazer over. It's just so inspiring. A little bit of the legendary Anova of Reb Kiveiger, the Ein Beis Medrash B'lo Chiddush. So it's Yudua that in the Hakdama to Tshuvas Reb Kiveiger, so Reb Kiveiger had written a letter to one of his sons, Reb Avram Eger, and he told him that when you're going to print my Tshuvas, there's three rules that I want you to abide by. The second rule that Reb Kiveiger told his son was, Sheinis Avakshech, I'm begging of you. Then the olden days, it was very, very common that when people would send letters, Gedolim to Gedolim, so they would start off with very flowery adjectives describing who it is that they're asking the question to. So Reb Kiveiga said that when you print my tshuvas, I want you to make sure you don't print all these hakdamas. Ki amarti ani belibi tamid, said Reb Kiveiga, because I've always felt al dibras hatoyarim shenagu gabon lichtoif, that iayashi cheli, if I would have the koyach avatlinem, it's something that I would be mevatel. Why? He says, because if you do too much, it's chanifa. And if you do too little, then the person that gets the letter might be a shtickle offended by what he got. And if you do too much, it's also going to lead to gaiva of the person that received the letter. And it's for that reason, says Reb Kiveiga, he says, I'm begging of you. He says, I want you to take out this whole Indian. I don't want it there. And then Reb Kiveiga famously said, besides, I'm afraid that if you're going to write all these tayarim about me, there's going to be a tfi on me one day, that how come I didn't live up to all these tayarim? So he said, this was something I never liked. He said, I would have been mevatel if I had the koich to be mevatel it. He said, but I couldn't. It was something that was out of my control. But at the very least, now I'm printing my svarim. He says, I'm asking you right now. That's why if you go through Tshuvas Reb Kiva Eger, there's no toyarim, which is very, very unique. But you're not going to find anything. Zero. It's because it was deleted. I'll pee the instructions, the mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames of Reb Kiva Eger's children who worked l'achap tirosei to put out the Tshuvas Reb Kiva Eger. Then he told them more. He said that halaytira, you're going to see that Rabbi Me'ashayel, and a lot of people that ask me questions, these are talmidim of mine. These are people that I learned with. So he says, I'm asking you that even though they were talmidim, al techana es mi mehem b'shem talmid. Never refer to any of my talmidim as a talmid. Gam lo lichtoiv b'loshen noichachi. Don't even talk b'loshen. Don't say you. Don't even talk that way. Ki mei oidi loy karosi lo adam talmud. Kivega said, I never called someone a talmud. Ki amarti, because I always felt, mi oidea mi lomid yoisemi mi. How do I know if my talmudim learned more from me, or if I learned more from them? Af, besides, ki achshav, now, by the time you're going to be printing these tshuvas, rabbi mehem godlu vehitzlichu belimudam v'oisla peri. A lot of them were matzliach, the choshev rabbonim, the choshev marbitzei teira. It says, Rabbi Kivega, you can't call them talmud. And so I want you to know, if you're going to find in one place where I wrote in a letter, Talmud, Teda Yishuno Shehutay Sefes Mea Matikim, that I didn't really write it. And one of the Matikim added it, Biyoidam Shehoyim Ibn Eishivasi, because they knew that they were a Talmud. And as a result, they did it, Obavetimchazem Meal Sifri. But since I'm telling you right now, you should erase it. Because I never felt a Talmud was a Talmud. Mi idea, who knew, who learned more from me, who? Do I know if my Talmidim learned more from me, or if I learned more from them? Mi Talmida Yoysa Mikulon, and Kidegas Hergish was, that never referred to anyone as a Talmud. This is Dvarim Yudu in Vashtet, in the Hakdamah to Tshuvas Reb Kivega. What's not as well known is there's a Sefer that's called Igros Sefer. Now, the Sefer Igros Sefer was put out by Rav Shlomo Sefer, who was an Einu Kol D'Chassam Sefer. He's famous as being the Mechaber of the Chotam Mesholish. And in the 1920s, he put together, he was malakit letters that he had from his Heilige Zedes. Rav Kiva Eger, Rav Shlomo Eger, D'Chassam Sefer, Rav Avram Shmuel Ben Yamin Seifer, was the Ksav Seifer, the Shevet Seifer, Rav Shimon Seifer, and he was malakit them together, and he wrote a Sefer Igros Sefer. Now this Sefer has been out of print for a very, very long time. It was just brought back into print, literally in the last few weeks, by Machon Ali Zayas, and it's mamish kedai to get your hands on. It's called Igros Sefer, and it's a compilation of hundreds of letters, mamish sichas chulin shel talmidei chachamim, of the Sefer Eger Mishpach. And it begins with about 70 letters from Rav Kiva Eger. So just to get a snapshot of what's going on, it's some of these letters. So this is letter Tess. It's letter number 9. So Rav Kiva Eger in this letter is talking about how he's a Rav, and it bothers him terribly that he was a Rav, which is one of the themes of these letters. So Rav Kiva Eger, we know, Seif Yamov, he was the Rav in Posen, which was a very, very chashev city. It was an Ir Ve'em B'Yisrael. But it was something that Rav Kiva Eger really, really wasn't happy about. It wasn't something that he wanted. And there are many letters where Rav Kiva Eger, he's mamish pouring out his heart to Mishpacho and Yedidim about how much he doesn't want to be a Rav. He feels like this is not his inyan, and it's not something that he wants to do. Listen to a line. Umoitza ani lefonai mar mimoves es inyan harabonis. He said, it's mamish mar mimoves to me, this inyan of rabonis. He says, why would I want to be a Rav? Gam mayutztak enosh ki yeshev beroish lehinose al bnei otom? What? I'm going to tell people what to do? People are going to look up at me? Kikotin kigodol yachtav ulahakos kulam bimre piv? It's something I posh have no shaykhs to. And it's moitzani mar mimoves es rabbonis. And said Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says, even though you're going to tell me there's so many people that were rabbonim, and sefer tzachazoy, so he says, yeah, there's a lot of things that involve sakona gedoyla that a lot of people do. He says, I'll tell it to you derech moshel. He says, there are people that are avru yam ba'aniyos, v'oid rabim yavru, and afal pikein lo yinosnul yam derech ulamayim nesiva. Just because people cross the sea and they bench a goymel and they bring a carbon toid and they make it out alive, it doesn't necessarily mean it's not dangerous. V'ish harach levav lo yoyva laver bayom. Someone that's a little bit afraid is still not going to want to do it. So just because people do it doesn't take away from the fact that it's a terrible sakana. And he says it's something that you shouldn't do. So Rav Kiva Eger says that the emes is he never wanted to be a Rav. And he decided that he gi azman, that he's going to be memale his rotzen, he's not going to be a Rav. He's not going to do it anymore. So what he did was, is he found two brothers. He refers to them by name. Ha'achim ha'gvirim b'nei Ram Mayami Bresla. That they were willing to support him. And he was going to take that support, and he just wanted to sit and learn Torah. That's what he was going to do. Just to run away from Rabbanis, like this, he wasn't going to be involved in any of this in Yanim. So the problem he had is that he was going to take a tremendous pay cut in salary. I mean, we're talking about Reb Kiveger. In terms of having the money that he needed to support his mishpacha, and it was going to be a tremendous mesiras nefesh for his wife and his children. So he writes in this letter that he was a little bit back and forth. He said for himself, if you read the Musa, the way Reb Kiveger writes, he says, "Lozeh amarti oz belibi anoichi imbnei beisi, niya ke'echem midali ha'am. We'll be like the Arum Alayit, ki mi ze yoimashem mukhrochem anachnu lilboish b'malbushim noem, vin lecha macholim kalim, haloi kame inchi ikka b'shuka, lo yoichlu kiim lechem l'sova, v'hochem b'malbushim gruim, Gnia gama nachnu kemoyem, vohitza kalu kazu asa kal yedei eza hispailus melamdu segadoyma. And befrat, he asks Hebe that are willing to support him, so Alice says, I'm in to live alive, a posh to life. He doesn't see why it's going to be a problem. He says, the problem was the mishpacha, and al kata grace mishpacha wasn't so simple. So he felt that al's the mishpacha, maybe it's the wrong thing to do. Omnom, zeke moishona bechofshi bantacha si toisa. So I was making a cheshben a nefesh, a marti belibi shloy la acharoi, ki es Hashem ani yore. He says, the only person I fear is the Eibishter. I feel anish the mishpacha. And I have to get the mishpacha to come around, and I have to get them to see the world like me, and they're going to be willing to make the same mesiras nefesh. V'kach hava, he says, I had an isha who's oyser etzayim baila, and she was willing to make the same mesiras nefesh. He was going to push and give everything up, whatever Reb Kiveger had, and he was going to live mamish bedali adalos. He said, the problem is, there were yedidim of his that thought that it was going to be bad for Reb Kiveger. You can imagine the level of mesiras nefesh we were probably handling. When you understand the anover of Kiveger, it's shaykh was on a level and a madrega that we can't even fathom. And there were people close to Reb Kiveger that felt that it wasn't going to be good for the great Reb Kiveger, and I feel upon the mishpacha, and they lobbied the mishpacha, and what they did was they went to Reb Kiveger's mother. They went to my mother, Imi Hatzodekis, and she was Tigzer Oimer V'yakim. And she told me the hasnish kein gerecht. And he said, if the mama said, I have no gerecht, I have no gerecht, she said, l'yaspikli hamomi nahula parnasos, she said, I'm not going to have enough money. And as a result, I had no choice. And she convinced my rebbetzin, and l'maisa the mishpacha felt that it was going to be the wrong thing to do. And he says, Hashem yoidea goydel tzari, umiyat chalavi v'domi b'chol yoyim katzti b'chayim epnei harabonus, ki im lasois melachti umelachas Hashem shneilachti hine. He said, the only thing I'm interested is in sitting alone tired, but I'll go upon him, this is a little bit of insight. And Reb Kiveger felt, I had no Shaychas to being a Rav. I'm gonna, and that's the theme. The theme is obviously Reb Kiveger zitzin and learning. But at the same time, he felt that the inyan of Rabbanis, which was really the means Reb Kiveger had to make Parnasa, it involved on some level a shteller. And Reb Kiveger felt he wasn't Roy for a shteller. And if he wasn't Roy for a shteller, how's the Shaykh? If you look at the next letter, this is letter Yud. So this was written to Rav Moshe Soifer. Reb Kiveger is Edom B'chsam Soifer. In Biti HaRebinis Hatznua Mora Seral Tichya. The Rebbetzin of the Chassam Soifas. He writes as follows. Av shezeh mikorev kosafti lechvoidam. I wrote to you recently, Oidea Atam, I want you to know shekorev esli, lahoshe b'tshuva shleimo, lekilu kadosh napoz na leilachahem. He says, even though I told you, I wrote you a letter that I really didn't want to take this position in Pozna, because to be a Rav was one thing, but to be a Rav in Pozna, that's like Varshava Rav, that's like Lemberger Rav, right? This was a big shtela. And it was something that he really, really didn't want to do, but he says, I had a change of heart, and it looks like I'm going to do it. It's like Reb Kiveg, Ube'emes hayodea taluma yisedea. Says, the Eibush to know, shani yodati benafshi, that I know, she'ineni roi liyos roish l'shu'alim. I'm not worthy of being a Rav l'shu'alim. Afki la arroyos, certainly nafa arroyos. The kisi poi be Friedland godol harbi meyerki. The shtel I have now in the shtot Friedland, this is already above my pay grade. Afki kisei poisna, kal v'chaymer can take a shteller in poisna. Avama esse, what should I do? Im rabu alai raboisai v'chaverai mi lisa mi Berlin u meyravich u miyesra akilo isasmuches lo poisna marishim alai v'omrim lenafshi shachiv mutol alai leilech lahachzer atar liyoshna. I have no choice. I have to be machzer atar. So he says, therefore I made the decision that I'm going to Posna. But this is the letter. Kveg is writing a letter to Chassam Soif and to his daughter. The reason I'm writing to you is because I have a request. He says, I want you to daven for me. That the Eibush should give me the koyach, that I'll be able to be manik the sibur. Kveg asked the Chassam Soifer, for a Hashem Yareinai of Reb Kiveger. Ulahar einai b'tayrasnoi v'yitain chini b'einai ha'am. Shloi evish b'olam hazeh v'loi kolim l'olam haba v'yi eli b'zeh mishenes kono barzel. And if I do that, I'll feel like I'm walking with a little bit of support. Because the support that I'm going to have is the Edom's Tfilas. At the end of the letter, he writes, and he says, even if maybe you don't want to do it for me, maybe you don't want to do it for me. Pasha can't fathom this anova. He says, maybe you don't want to do it for me. I mean, he's talking to the Chassam Soif, Reb Kiveger, about Reb Kiveger, who's also his shver. We know the cover the Chassam Soif had Reb Kiveger from the Tshuvas, obviously, but we know it anyways for a fact. But he says, maybe you don't feel like you want to do it, but you should do it, Laman Ishtay HaTzadeikis Techia. Do it for your Rebetzin, who's my daughter. And your Rebetzin Zichar would want to. So even if you don't want to do it for me, but for the Rebetzin, you should do it. Laskireni Bitfilosa, Yedidchem, Avichem, Doirish Toy, Velev, and Nefesh. Hakotan Akiva begins. Appel. Next letter, Yud Aleph. He writes one more. He's writing this letter to his brother, whose name was Reb Shmuel Eger. So he says, Michtavchem Higiyani Lenochem, Vas Achi Rokomendiert, this is German, Unzukum in Kisei Poisno, Laman Bona Yubnoisai, Ulachvoid Mishpachtenu, Ulaman Choisnoi Hagoyen Neirayar. So it seems that the Olam that was trying to get Reb Kiveger to take this position in Pozna, so one of the things they were telling Reb Kiveger was, and this is, again, hard to believe, that it's a pasnish for the Chassam Sofer, that his shver doesn't have a more chashev shtel. This is what they told him. They were pushing that the Olam was trying to find angles to get Reb Kiveger to take the shtel. Again, I think you could only understand it in light of the anov of Reb Kiveger. That's the teretz to understanding what's happening. But Al Kopanim, they're telling Reb Kiveger, it doesn't pass. Your Edom is the Chassam Soif, he's Rabin Shal Kol Bnei Agoy, he's Preshbeger Rav, and Pasha doesn't pass that this is his Shver Shteller. So this is what they're telling him. The Kovet of the Mishpachos, he writes in the letter, he says, Vos Kovet, Maises, Ach, Kovet HaMedumel, Leizet Tachlis, I'm going to make Cheshbonis based on Kovet. Kedega Pasha couldn't even hear it. And then at the end he says, Gam L'chvoit Chosni HaGoy in Eir Yar. And you're telling me I have to take the Shteller for my Edom, the Chassam Soif, since I want you to know that the Chassam Soif doesn't need me to get coven. Anoichi mischabed imoy. Aber hu ein itzorich leschabed bi. He doesn't need me a shver mit coven for the Chassam Sofer. Ki kvoidei godo mi kvoidei beteiru beyira. Because the coven of the Chassam Sofer is bigger than me in teiru and yira. Be elef madregas. 1,000-fold. Hashem yarech yomo vishnoisav betov vechulo. Im kol zeh korev etzli levatel daitu lekabel alayak. He said, as I stayed in there, Kiveger said, that I'm very, very close to taki taking the shtel. Amish dvarim leflam. This is the anova of Reb Kiveger. But al-kaponim, with this appreciation of goydel anvesenusesh Reb Kiveger, you can have a little bit of an appreciation to Reb Kiveger's vart. That what's the shmoinish of ishmias, odom iskoy aleim, that a person can have gaiva, a person has a gerech to be about gaiva on the behemoths. But we mentioned letters from Reb Kiveger, we're going to end with one last classic one, and this is letter Aleph. This is the first one, the first letter in the Sefer Igros Sofrim. So Reb Kiveger says like this, Atu ben Adam, it rhymes, it's poetry, but we'll just read it. Tzeda heichino lecha. You should prepare tzeda. Terem yovei Hashemesh v'yachshech. Before the sun sets and it gets dark. B'terem yich ben nercha. Before your candle is going to be extinguished. Tochen lecha aderech. Gedor Hashem paratzta b'chayecha. Try to make gedorim for all the piritznes that you made during your lifetime. Terem mei ha'olam yoytziyucha. Da'as alikei avicha. Before it's too late. And before you're taken away from this world, make sure that your da'as alikei avicha. Yevoyu ayomim, days are going to come, ashalicha fatzta kol yomecha. Halo yodatem lo shamata. You may not know that el ofer toshuv, that one day you're going to return to offer, v'offer ata b'chayecha. And that while you're alive, you're offer. Ulamakim oifel v'choshech yodichucha. And they're going to take you to a place that's going to be oifel v'choshech. V'ada kever yilavucha. They're going to be malavi you till your kever. Schornos yom tseischa mi'artzecha mi'miladetcha mi'beis avicha. Chelcha yehev lezorim v'amalecha. Recognize that all the koich you put in this world, anything you amass during this lifetime, you're not taking with you. And it's all going to be left over lezorim. V'ein lo el negdom lo. Toiv Moisa Michayim Yomru Yarshacha. Yarshim are going to say, Baruch HaToiv HaMetiv. They're going to say, Toiv Moisa Michayim. Baruch Shechiyonu V'giyonu V'soif Yomecha. This is what the Yarshim are going to say. Yilidei Beischa Yishakrucha. Your Mishpacha is going to forget about you. Yoim L'shono. Listen to this line. Yiskuru HaShemecha. One day a year, this is going to be a Zekaron. They're going to remember you. But not more than that. All your friends, they're all going to be bigger than you. Gam sheicheves chekecha tazavoyscha. Lama leitiskar yoyim asher labanim yal bishucha ushchayim al gabi levanim yichasucha ner dechulu vechulu. He says, say the skipping a little bit. Otherwise, I'm going to read the whole thing. But I'll go to the end. Just remember this. That is going to be a day that you're going to be in the kever, and all that's going to be left of you is kiyam atzmoisecha, just your bones. Nozeh. Kreivecha v'yavecha yoshuva l'veisecha. Mishpacha is going to go home. Va'ata tishar sham levadecha. And you're going to be in the kever all by yourself. No one's going to be with you. Nobody. Nobody. Re'yatas kol zeh beinecha, said Rabbi Kiveger. Try to be cognizant of this. V'tein belibcha loshem me'avayna esecha. And you should understand that it means you have to do tshuva. Shoyv toshuva l'leikecha. Terim kol echa yigiyucha. Before all this comes. Tein toida l'ashem l'leikecha. Vos tonuach v'teilech l'vetach b'drochecha. And then at the end he said, as kol zeh simna you should try to remember this every single night before you go to sleep. Amen.